Among the outstanding and exceptional virtues which prepare a dwelling for God and which show an excellent path to Him, holy poverty shines with a certain prerogative before them all. By a unique grace, poverty excels the claims of the others, for it is the foundation and the guardian of all virtues, and enjoys a principal place and name among the gospel virtues. As long as they have been firmly planted on this foundation, all the other virtues need not fear the downpour of rains, the rush of floods, and the blasts of winds that threaten ruin.
This is certainly appropriate, since the Son of God, the Lord of virtue and the King of glory, fell in love with poverty with a special affection. At the beginning of his preaching, the Lord placed it as a light of faith in the hands of those entering the gate, and even set it as the foundation stone of the house. While the other virtues received the kingdom of heaven only by way of promise from him, poverty is invested with heaven by the Lord without delay.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
At the beginning of his conversion, Blessed Francis, as the Savior's true imitator and disciple, gave himself with all eagerness, all longing, all determination to searching for, finding, and embracing holy poverty. He did so neither wavering under adversity nor fearing injury, neither shirking effort nor shunning bodily discomfort, in order to achieve his desire, to reach her to whom the Lord had entrusted the keys of the kingdom of heaven, Lady Poverty.